Today on the Victory Unlimited show, you'll be briefed on what to do when life is good. Everything's great. You might even have a brand new woman in your life. And then, from out of nowhere, bam, you get hit by an onslaught of girls from your past trying to get back with you. Also, on today's show, by popular demand, we're going to talk about three types of dangerous women you need to watch out for. That's right. We're going to open the file on blacklist babes, strike through sisters, and cross out chicks. Let's go.
If you picked up this frequency, downloaded this MP3, or gained access to this broadcast by any means, know that you are not listening to just another ordinary radio show. You are listening to the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world. The best man that you can be is a lifelong fight. So, welcome to the war, soldier.
Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. This is the only show on earth that's on a mission to help nice guys, shy guys, and good guys better their lives by becoming better men first. And how do we do this? By any means necessary. That's how. Today, we got an email from a 33-year-old guy named Tariq. He's from Dallas, Texas. And the title of his email is, Sometimes They Come Back. I repeat, the title of his email is, Sometimes They Come Back. And Tariq writes, Hey, Commander-in-Chief, what's up, man? I found out about your show from a guy who works in the same office as I do. Can't say I can compare it to anything else I ever hear on the radio or TV. Pretty intense and funny sometimes too. By the way, great tribute you paid to Crimson Tide in that New Year New Babe launch episode you did. That's one of my favorite movies. But enough movie trivia. I've got a relationship battlefield situation going on right now that I'd like for you to weigh in on. Me and some guys I work with were all in the break room last Friday talking about the new year, what our plans are, what our goals were. You know, what our plans are to get in better shape, make more money, set some life goals, etc. Well, as I'm sure should come as no surprise to you, the talk eventually turned toward women. We all started talking about our plans to upgrade the kind of women we have in our lives for this year. It was about six of us guys together. A few guys were married, some have girlfriends, and a few guys are single too, like me. One of the single guys brought up the fact that he's been hearing a lot from old girlfriends lately. Women he hadn't seen or heard from in years. All of a sudden, here they come out of nowhere wanting to get back together again. And the funny thing is, that's the same thing that's been happening to me too. A couple of weeks ago, I started getting phone calls and texts from a couple of girls from my past, out of the blue. To keep it anonymous, let's call one of the girls Stacy and the other girl Renee. Well, Stacy was a girl I was really into. We actually had a 2-year relationship, but as time went on, she became more and more demanding. She started talking about marriage, which was good, because I did love her. But the thing that turned me off was how she changed when the subject of marriage was put on the table. While we were dating, Before we started talking about marriage, everything was cool. She seemed to be more into me than she was just the idea of marriage. But when we both started talking about getting married, things changed. She started talking more about the financial part of us getting together, which was also good, but what threw up a warning sign to me was how she started focusing more on finance than on romance, just like you talk about in the battle plan. When we were just dating, she acted like she was fine with the house I lived in, the car I drove, and the job I worked. But once marriage entered the picture, she started making it clear that she had all kinds of problems with the house I lived in, the car I drove, and the job I worked. Basically, Stacy suddenly was all about trying to come up. She was more concerned with marrying a guy who lived in the right house, drove the right car, and worked the right job. All of a sudden, I felt like I wasn't good enough for her. Basically, by how she was acting, I was good enough to date, but not good enough to marry as I was. So eventually, she left, looking for the bigger, better deal. But that was okay with me by that point. I'm not saying she was wrong by wanting what she wanted, but I can say that we definitely wanted different things. She definitely had a different view of marriage than I did. Well, anyway, that was over 6 months ago. Now, lo and behold, she's been calling me, talking about how much she misses me, and is wondering why we broke up in the first place. Wondering why we broke up. Victory. I guess she has amnesia all of a sudden because it was her that broke up with me. Then, on top of that, I started getting Facebook emails and text messages from this other girl, Renee. Renee is a girl that I dated shortly after Stacy kicked me to the curb. We only dated about 2.5 months or so. I met her at work at an in-service training session. I could tell there had always been some attraction there, but I never acted on it because I was with Stacy at the time. Well, since the thing with Stacy had ended, Renee and I got together, and it was a whirlwind type of situation. She was all over me, and I was all over her. If I wasn't calling her, she was calling me. I wasn't over her house all the time, she was over mine. Like I said, things were great for almost 3 months, then all of a sudden, she stopped calling me, going out with me, having sex with me, and just pretty much stopped getting with me altogether. When I would see her at work, she never really offered any kind of real explanation. All she would say is that she was busy. But I got tired of that lame excuse and kept pressing her on it, and even then, she finally told me that she just lost interest, and now she was starting to date some other guy that worked there, some new guy. I forget his name because it doesn't really matter, but after she told me that, I was like, what the, how could she go from being all over me 1 minute and then being bored to tears with me the next? Anyway, so that's how that ended. Since all that happened, I've lost a little weight. I've actually gotten a promotion, and now here she is flirting and trying to get back with me again. The good news is that she works on a different floor than I do, so I can pretty much avoid seeing her most of the time. I don't know what's up, VU. I heard what you said on your New Year, New Babe launch show, but this is confusing me. It might sound lame or weak, but I still have feelings for both of these girls. So it's been a struggle for me not to open the door and let them back in, even though it was painful as hell when they left me the last time. I already know what you're gonna say. Stop focusing on my past and launch out into my future. And I'm trying to do that. But here's the question. How do you move on to new women today when all the women from yesterday keep coming back trying to get back into your life? Yo, Tariq, you want to know why we title your email, Sometimes They Come Back? Well, I can tell you this. It sure wasn't a coincidence. I don't know if you're as big a movie buff as I am or not, but Sometimes They Come Back is actually the name of a movie. Actually, it's the name of a series of movies with titles like Sometimes They Come Back Again and Sometimes They Come Back For More. Now, for the most part, all of these movies were about ghosts from somebody's past coming back to haunt them, or even possess them and destroy their lives. Now, for anybody out there who still doesn't have a clue as to what I'm talking about, understand that what I'm talking about is horror movies. You see what I'm getting at here? I'm equating you getting back with old girlfriends the same as reliving a horror movie. You said in your email, enough movie trivia. But you know what? Now that you mentioned it, I think that some movie analogies might actually be the best way for me to help you out with this situation. Think about it for a second. Let's look at just how much in common a horror movie has with you getting back with an old girlfriend. In your basic horror movie, it always starts off with people in it having a good time. Then all of a sudden, strange things start happening and things get scary. Then the people involved start doing stupid stuff, ignoring things that they should be paying attention to, and making one wrong move after another, even though they should know better. Then, as the final act plays out, too many people start to get hurt, cut up, or just straight took out. Then, right before they roll the credits, there's usually a shock ending, a twist. Something happens that lets you know that this horrific stuff ain't over. That the evil isn't really dead. Now, why do they make those movies this way? Because fans of horror movies love this stuff. The drama, the thrill, the uncertainty, the gratuitous violence, the nudity, and gore. We'll have them right back there in those same theater seats next year, ready for the sequel. A lot of horror movies are like cinematic crack. They're addictive. And that's exactly the same way that getting back with bad news babes from your past is. And it usually will play out just as bad as a horror movie. And in case you don't believe what I'm saying to you, let me set this scene for you. At first, when you get back with a girl from your past, everything will be fine. Familiarity will make it easy for you to slide back into that same groove that the two of you were in before. Nostalgia will sweep you up and take you up on a thrill ride. The conversation will be good. The dates will be good. The sex will be good. Then, all of a sudden, some strange things will start to happen between the two of you. She'll start acting funny. You'll both start acting the same way you did before the two of you broke up the last time. And you'll be scared that it's about to happen again. Then, you'll start doing stupid stuff. Stuff that either disrespects her or stuff that makes her start losing respect for you. You'll start ignoring all the things that are going on between you and her, and you'll start turning a blind eye to things that you should be paying attention to. She'll start acting out in those same ways that she did that used to irritate the hell out of you the last time. She'll start falling short in all those same areas, just like she did the last time. Then, when one of you finally had it up to here again, with the crap that's going on in the relationship, which will probably be her first again. Then you'll break up again. Then just when you thought it was all over, there'll be a shock ending, a twist out of the blue when you finally moved on, stopped thinking about her, and got your life back on track. Guess what? That's right. You'll get a phone call. You'll pick up your cell. You'll check the call ID. And it's her. Again, and if you're foolish enough to answer that call, she'll start off by saying, hey, I'm just calling you to see how you've been doing. But the truth is, she's calling you to keep her hooks in you, to set you up, to terrorize you all over again. And the second you do answer that call is the second you find yourself starring in a brand new home movie called Whack Relationship 2, the sequel. And why do a lot of guys get back with these bad girlfriends from the past? Because they don't stop and remember all the bad times they had with those women. Horniness or loneliness causes them to just remember the good times, the fun, the thrills, the excitement, the nudity, and the sex, of course. Yeah, I know I took you the long way to get to that conclusion. But you better believe I led you on that long march for a reason. And I'm absolutely 100% sure that I made my point, didn't I? I understand why this happens. Sometimes when a man has some kind of void in his life still, or he's in between women and he hasn't found somebody new yet, getting back with an old girlfriend starts to look like it's a good idea, but 9 times out of 10, it's not. Romance novels and chick flicks like to lead you to believe that getting back with somebody from back in the day is the perfect setup for you to star in your own real-life version of the feel-good movie of the year. But most of the time, that's not the case. Life is not a drill. And life is not a Lifetime movie. I already told you what I think about the Lifetime channel on another show, remember? If you forgot, go back and make it your duty to check out Mission Number 3 of the Victory Unlimited show. Now, to continue on with today's show, as I was saying, breakup babe backtracking usually winds up being more like the stuff of which heartbreak is made of, not happiness. Especially not any kind of happiness that you can expect to last. So unless you want to be the star of potentially the biggest tearjerker of the year, let's just say no to getting back with women you've had bad relationships with in the past, especially relationships that have already gone down in big flames once before. Now, there's a difference between getting a second chance at the one who got away as opposed to trying to reconnect with just the good parts of a relationship with a girl that was bad for you overall. Right about now, I need to remind you that nostalgia is actually your enemy. Why? Because nostalgia is the enemy of true history. Nostalgia blinds you. It keeps you focused only on the good parts about some woman from your past and causes you to ignore altogether all the bad parts. You do yourself a disservice when you do this, soldier. You usually wind up turning your back on your own best interests when you do this. One way to stop being sabotaged by nostalgia is to start thinking of everybody you meet like a prepackaged item. You know, like a kit or a combo. Or better yet, look at people the same way as you do those meals that those little old ladies sell at church, or they sell to raise money for charities or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, those blue plates. Have you ever heard of a blue plate special? Just in case you haven't, let me explain what I mean right quick. A blue plate special is another name for a specially priced dinner. It only comes with a certain number of items on it. Let's say it comes with a ham sandwich, an apple, a bag of potato chips, and a Coke. Well, guess what? What if you decide you don't want a Coke because you like Pepsi instead? Let's say you ain't in the mood for ham and you want a tuna sandwich instead. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter what you want. That meal, that blue plate special, comes as is. You can't change it. It is what it is. And whether you want all that comes with it or not, you still have to pay the same price for it. And that price that you pay is set. Ain't no substitutions. What I'm trying to tell you is that women from your past are just like that. They are what they are. You can't change them. Every woman you meet is a package deal, just like you are a package deal for every woman you meet or have met. So you have to decide whether or not you can deal with what that woman brings to the table, but on the real. There's no need to make this complicated. These women are in your past for a reason. And the most likely reason is because that's where they belong. That's where they need to be. And it's usually in your best interest to just leave them there. Just for the sake of reference, I like to give women who fit this category code names. Really, I usually give them one of three code names. Blacklist babes, strike-through sisters, or cross-out chicks. Blacklist babes are women you should never call or accept calls from again, usually because of the bad circumstances that caused the two of you to stop seeing each other in the first place. Strikeout sisters are women that if they ever were on your list of good possible dates or relationships in the past, they aren't now. Once again, this is usually because of how whack the situation was that caused the two of you to stop seeing each other in the past. And cross-out chicks, well, cross-out chicks are women that the moment the thought of getting back with them enters your mind, you'll cross that thought out of your mind altogether. Why? Because you have your best interest in mind and you have your self-respect intact. Yeah, and once again, You think of these women this way because you have a memory of how bad the conditions were that caused the two of you to stop hooking up with each other back in the day. Now, it's not necessary that you remember all these names. It's not even necessary that you give these girls you wrote to me about any of these names. But what is necessary is that you put women in this category when they deserve to be in it. And what category is this? It's the category of ghosts of girlfriends past. You see, there comes a time in every man's life where he has to make a quality decision about the women that he meets. And a quality decision is one that man determines not to go back on or change his mind on. And what he decides is that there are just some women from his past that he will never allow back in his life. Blacklist babes should be barred from ever coming back to you. At some point, you blacklisted them for a reason, right? Strike-through sisters? Well, strike-through sisters have already struck out with you once before, big time. So they shouldn't be allowed to come back either. And cross-out chicks. Cross-out chicks have already double-crossed you before. That's why you crossed them out. So they don't deserve any second chances either. Now, you may say, what are the circumstances that would warrant you putting these women behind you and then never looking back their way again? Well, that's going to be different for every man listening to this show. It could be one thing in particular that happened or a list of things. That's for you to decide in the end. It doesn't matter why they're trying to come back. The one thing that they all have in common is that they're the same women they were when they went to the left on you the first time. True, sometimes people change, and I really believe people can change and change for the better. But most of the time, this is not the case. Now, there are some rare cases where this happens and people can get back together, but that's a topic for another show. And again, that's so rare that 9.5 times out of 10 is not worth the effort. And this is why there are just some women you've blacklisted, struck through, or crossed out that should stay that way. What I want to expound on for this show is the concept of coming up with a list of reasons to move on from certain women. But around here, we call that list something specific. We call that a relationship war crimes list. And relationship war crimes are bad or unproductive things that people tend to do to each other during the course of a relationship. I go into this concept in depth in the battle plan, but for the sake of this show, we'll focus mostly on why it's smart to compile a list like this, a list of relationship bad times that you should always remember. What I'm talking about here is that you should have ready, easy access to a list of very good reasons why you should never let certain women back into your life again. The key to being able to accomplish this kind of mission is to make up your mind. Are you going to be a close-range thinker or a long-range thinker? I can tell you right now, the difference between the two is that close-range thinkers only think about what they can do to make their lives better right now. But long-range thinkers think about what they can do to make their lives better right now and in the future. So how do you put together a list of relationship war crimes? That's easy. After a particularly bad split with a woman, just set aside some time to just replay all the little events that led up to the breakup in your mind. Choose your own method of making a record of your thoughts. It's up to you. You can either write it down longhand, type it into a Word document, put it all in an Excel spreadsheet or whatever. What matters the most is that you do come up with a list that you can number. And don't just stop with the bad things that she may have done. No, if you want to really get some leverage on yourself, if you really want to make sure that you have enough bad things to associate with just the idea of getting back with a particular girl, list everything about her and you and her together that was unfavorable. Make a list of all the things about her that rubbed you the wrong way. All the things about her that made you feel different than you like to feel when you're with a woman. Did she say or do things that made you feel ashamed, unwanted, jealous, betrayed, sad, mad, or whatever? Then by all means, write those things down or type them up. And still, don't even stop there. Relationship breakups or date misfires or whatever you want to call them, always have at least two sides to the story. So also make a list of all the things you may have done that were wrong too. Make a list of all the mistakes you might have made, all the weak moves, and all the extra macho moves you made too that turned out to be not in your best interest. The reason you do this is to associate just the right amount of negativity to thoughts of being with her again as possible. Yeah, you heard me right. This is one of those rare occasions where it's actually in your best interest to think badly of yourself when you're in the company of a woman that you know is bad for you. And as you're making that list of relationship war crimes, don't be surprised as you watch the reasons why you should leave that particular woman in the past grow. Watch that list grow from 30 reasons to 60 reasons to 100 reasons or to whatever. You see, that's the whole point of this. What you're trying to do here is build a case against getting back with her. What you're trying to do here is disqualify her in advance, just in case she tries to come back and qualify herself to you again. All of these tactics are designed to create in you a stronger desire to be away from her than to be with her. Now, once you've created that list, what you do is keep it in a folder at home. Keep it on your computer, or even keep it as a document on your cell phone. Keep it anywhere where you know you can get to it whenever you feel the temptation to get back with women that you know are wrong for your life. Here's something else that'll help you. Sometimes, let's just say that you broke up with a woman, or maybe you've been trying to get with a particular woman and she's been leading you on, and you finally had it up to here and you've wised up and left her alone. Well, sometimes she may still try to reach out to you, contact you, or you may be tempted to try to contact her. In those cases, if you're at home, break out that list immediately and remind yourself of all the reasons why you shouldn't get back with her. Having quick access to a list like this tomorrow can help stop you from making some major dumb moves the day after tomorrow. I'm sure you can see my point. But guess what? It still doesn't stop there. After you've made the list, you got to get hardcore with it and try to internalize it. You got to reach the point where you think of bad women from the past coming back into your life the same way that Blade thinks about vampires that just won't die. Yeah, that's right. Let's use another horror movie analogy. I'm just going to take for granted that a lot of you guys have seen the Blade movies, especially the first two. If you have, you know that they were movies about a slick, stylish, kick-ass vampire hunter who used not only his natural abilities, but technology too, to help him kill vampires. Now, the deeper theme of the Blade movies that not many people get is that one reason he hated vampires so much was because they were responsible for making him into what he had become. Part human, part vampire. He resented them because he recognized that thanks to his relationship to them, he had many of the same evil tendencies, some of the same weaknesses, and some of the same bad behaviors that they had. So in effect, in his mind, he thought that by killing vampires, he could save his own humanity, and he used anything he could to eradicate them. So what is the analogy that I'm trying to make here? What should you and Blade have in common? The answer is that both of you are fighting against being taken over by the quote-unquote undead. What I'm talking about here is women from your past popping back up into your life, acting like they like you, acting like they want you, and even acting like they love you. But the truth is that although they may seem very animated at the time, there's usually no real love life for you there. What usually happens is that all they're offering you is an empty shell of a relationship, a temporary chance to go through the motions of a renewed love life, only to find out in the end that the chances of you and her ever really getting back together for the better is stone cold dead. That's right. You heard it here first. Trying to resurrect dead relationships is a waste of time. And it doesn't really matter if one person called it off, both people called it off, which, by the way, never happens, or one person just got fed up with trying. Once it's dead, is dead. There's no real life in their relationship anymore. Just an imitation of life. And the reason why is because people have memories. No matter how much people try, it's true that most of the time you can't make a better second impression on somebody after you've already been unimpressed by your first impression. Again, there are exceptions to this rule, but it's the rarity of those exceptions that actually prove this rule. And just like in the Blade movies, we live in high-tech times, and this new breed of bad relationships have to be killed off by using high-tech weapons. That's why you have to set up your cell phone, your email accounts, your Facebook page, or whatever, to block the access that these women have to you. Most of the time, you have to deploy these kinds of tactics with a vengeance, especially when you've just broken up with a girl. Because you know that if you do hear from her so soon afterwards, you'll be in danger of falling right back into the trap of being with her again. That's why you have to be able to access your relationship war crimes list, not just by hard copy, but through your phone, your computer, or whatever, to protect yourself whenever you need to. You have to set up barriers for them in case they try to get back in touch with you. That's what protecting yourself is all about. If you accomplish this mission successfully, over time, any temptation you'll ever feel to get back with blacklist babes, strike-through sisters, or cross-out chicks will be either non-existent or minimal at best. Now, one thing I want to make clear here is that a guy shouldn't do this just because he decides that some woman in his past is now pure evil. No, let's keep things in perspective here. Sometimes these wrong women aren't bad women. They're just bad women for you. They may be just the right woman for somebody else, but we ain't concerned with everybody else right now, soldier. We're only thinking about you right now. Also, know that it's not necessary for every guy to go through this exercise or keep this kind of record of relationship war crimes for every woman that he's been with or for every woman he's tried to get with. This is a strategy for men to use to defend themselves just against certain women. These are the women that he knows that if they come back, he still has too much of a soft spot in his heart for them. I designed this strategy for you and guys like you to use as a way to toughen up that soft spot and to give you the power to escape from falling back in with the wrong women. Now, back to another question that you wrote in your email as to why these women tend to come back at you from out of nowhere when you least expect them to. Well, it could be for many different reasons, but I'll just give you the most common three. Number one, they're going through a dating slump and they want to use you as a fill-in until they find somebody else. Number two, like you mentioned in your email, they probably come back after you because their pursuit of the BBD, the bigger and better deal, fell through. And now you're back at the top of her eligible bachelor list. Congratulations. Or number three, they show back up in your life because they suddenly genuinely realize that you're the greatest thing since 3D Blu-ray television on a smartphone. And they really do want to come back and take a second look. Now, if you've got the battle plan, or even if all you've done is just listen to these shows, by now you already know why scenarios one and two are unacceptable. So let me just skip ahead and elaborate right quick on number three. The reason why a woman coming back to you because she suddenly realized that you're a great guy after all is still not a great thing for you is because it says a lot about her judgment. If you take a woman back after she first chose to kick you to the curb, or if she turned you off in so many major ways the last time, if you take her back, 9 times out of 10, she's going to wind up acting the same ways that she did the first time. And whatever broke you up the first time will wind up breaking you up this time too. Which all equates to a waste of time. Again, though there are exceptions to every rule, most of the time your best move will be to start over with a fresh woman with a clean slate. But that's a choice. that's up to you to make. So you better choose wisely. You hear what I'm saying to you? Okay, troops, that's all the intel I have for you on today's mission. So make the best use of it.
The Victory Unlimited Show is brought to you by the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan, saving men from themselves, one man at a time. Come and join us at victoryunlimitedshow.com and find out how you can get the classified intel on how to win the war, to attract, engage, and execute better relationships with women by becoming a better man.